Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a strange day. Sour Woods is brought to you by eBay. It's all about getting the most out of summer, and with certified refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. So go full on summer with half off top brands. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today. To get to our Padres wrap-up of last night's Sunday night 5-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals, right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yachty, Yachty, Molina.
Yachty, Yachty,
Molina.
Yachty,
Molina. Look at Molina. Molina, Molina. Great job by Molina.
Yachty, Molina.
Nine-time Gold Glove winner, four-time Platinum winner, Molina. Molina, Molina.
Yachty, Molina, Molina. And Molina's throw down to second base from his knees. Oh. Is he tied to get it?
That's it. That's the entire wrap-up.
Actually, if you watch
I watched
the game on ESPN. That was a fairly accurate wrap-up of the Padres game last night.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And the Padres win 5-3.
That was pretty much it.
Man. Sums it up for you.
Yeah. God. Do we have a real one?
Can we hear? All right, let's.
We do.
Come on.
Let's do it.
I want to hear Jesse and Tony.
All right.
I want to hear the real one.
Is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Carlson at first, two outs. Here's the 2-0. Arenado with a hard hit liner deep down the left field line, and it's gonna go off the side of the Western Metal Building in fair territory, and another home run for Arenado. He has now gone deep in all three games this weekend, and a two-run shot here in the first will give the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. 3-2 to Bader, and he lines it into center field. Grisham charging in. He dives forward, and he made the catch. Trent Grisham coming to get it. And a big play in center field to rob Bader and take a couple of runs off the board. We'll hang a Sunday night star here at Petco. The walks have been a big issue for the Cardinal pitchers this season and certainly this series. Here's the 3-2 to Kim. Inside, ball four. Back-to-back bases loaded walks, and the game is tied 2-2. 2-2 to Yvonne Castillo. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit the other way. Through down the right field line for a base hit. That'll get a run home. First major league hit for Yvonne Castillo, an RBI single, and the Padres in front 4-2 here in the fourth.
That's an excellent piece of hitting by Yvonne Castillo right there.
1-0. Grisham swings, lines one to left. O'Neill charging in. Now he's got to go back. It gets over his head. Going to go all the way to the wall. Kimlahan's on his way to third. He's being waved. He's going to come in to score with Grisham standing at second. And another big boo-boo defensively for the Cardinals as the Padres go back in front by 2-5-3. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to Edmonds. Slow ground ball right of the mound. Melanson off the mound. He's got it. He will flip it to first base in time, and the ball game is over. Melanson closes it out again, and the Padres win again. They sweep the Cardinals for the first time since 2012, and they do so with a 5-3 victory in front of a national television audience on a Sunday night.
Yeah, you know, you got an opportunity to sweep, and like you said, get a win, and I think the main thing is it keeps you alive, you know, for tomorrow, to keep a ton of momentum. And, you know, if we can get one tomorrow, win another series, and we got a chance to get on a roll. So, but you can't look, you know, ahead. I think all we can do is, you know, stay in the present. And it was a hard fought game today. And I loved, there were a lot of things I loved about it. I loved, that was kind of the first time Weathers maybe got punched a little bit. you know, in the first we get down and, you know, the way he fought back and ended up pitching and competing. And then, you know, as a team, we were down and we're able to get back in the game and get a big inning and then hold on. So just a lot of things to like about the game today. And like I said, we just want to keep it rolling.
One of those all-around team victories. Of course, that's the way you got to do it when you're missing so many of your key starters. You know, one has to step up and be a huge star. Guys had big weekends. I mean, Austin Nola had his biggest weekend of the season. Manny Machado, obviously, did a little bit more this weekend to carry the team. Trent Grisham, big, both offensively and defensively, as the Padres needed. You know, Tommy Pham stepped up. But they also got little contributions. You heard Ivan Castillo coming in with his first major league hit. Big moment. RBI single, turned a 3-2 game, capped that four-run rally, made it 4-2. Patrick Kivlahan, a sacrifice fly. Brian O'Grady, you know, had a couple of moments over the weekend. You just got little contributions from everyone. And honestly, I was on the post-game Zoom with Jay Stengler last night. It was like as proud of a papa as I've ever
beaming.
Seen. Yeah,
yeah,
it really was.
Kind of, you can hear it in his voice, man. Beaming. That's a good, solid. I mean, that's a good baseball team you just swept. Really good baseball team.
He knows, though, that anybody can roll out Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, Will Myers, and you know if they hit, you're going to win.
Yeah.
And it's not, there's nothing special about it. Those guys are special.
Dude had to do some managing this weekend.
But yeah,
man.
Yeah. And I don't think it was about his managing though. It was more about seeing guys who aren't superstars, who were just grinders, who were basically career minor leaguers for the most part, coming in, getting an opportunity. Working counts, doing what the other guys are doing, you know, following through with a game plan, not just wildly swinging, but, you know, making at-bats count, coming through in key situations. Guy was a proud papa out there seeing what his team did this weekend.
Let's talk about Ryan Weathers. Yeah, he mentions, you know, first time really getting punched, he did. Arenado got everybody.
And he was delighted by it.
Yeah, he loved it. He wanted to see. They love that. They're you're a manager. You're a bit of a sadist, right? You sign up for that, and you want to see how your guy reacts. Now, Ryan Weathers, I mean, I was in a group chat with some guys. I go, hey, is he throwing like 92 now? Is that who he is? So the velocity started to creep up the longer he was out there. So I'd love to be able to figure it out to where it's kind of, you know, looking 95, 96
both
in the
he
first.
And Lamet are a bit of a, like, who knows what velocity we're going to get today.
You don't know which
inning
one you're going to get.
It's going to change.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. And Lamet as well, coming in out of the bullpen, was really, really sharp when he first got
the
out
first
there.
Inning.
98, you know, I mean, that was encouraging. And everyone was pretty fired up about that. Jace, being Jace and the Padres, the way that they are right now with the secrecy, I guess, we asked A.J. Preller on Friday about, hey, what's the plan moving forward? He's like, we're going to take a look. Could be the bullpen. Could start. And then Tingler, after the game, is like, yeah, you'll see him again. He may start. Maybe out of the bullpen. Well, what else is there, Jason? I don't think he's going to be playing second base. So one of those things is going to happen.
I did have a hunch once he said that last week, though, that he's probably going to come out of the bullpen behind Weathers. There's no strategic advantage in letting the Cardinals know that after Weathers you're going to bring in the right-hander Lamet. It probably doesn't impact the lineup too much, but it might change a couple of things that Mike Shildt does in constructing the lineup, knowing, okay, probably going with Weathers, then Lamet. You leave a little mystery to it.
Yeah.
It might change things just a little bit. So I totally get that. Now, it is still a game of inches, and we're celebrating today. Had Trent Grisham not come up with that catch, it's 4-0. Had Tucapito Marcano not come up with that diving stop on the Yadi Molina grounder, it's a run in and probably first and third still, and nobody out that inning against Lamet, and he's kind of against the ropes. It was a win. Take it, enjoy it. Padres sweep the Cardinals.
Now, is there any concern that Lamet came out of the bullpen? Because it wasn't that long. It was just a couple of weeks ago. We had Tingler on the show, and you guys asked him if Lamet in the bullpen could be an option, and this is the short version, but
I think it's one of our last options.
So then I was just surprised. I mean, obviously things change in 2 weeks or whatever, but I remembered that, and then I was a little surprised when I saw it happen yesterday.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's obviously it's one of the last options. There's only two options though. It's, well, we're having him start now, and if that doesn't work out, then one of our last options is having him relief. And our last option, I guess, is not having him pitch at all.
Yeah.
Because as Wood said, not going to go man second base for you, so you really only have the two good choices if you want to get into a game. I think if they had their way, Lamet would be out there throwing 6-7 innings and dominating like he did last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you
he's
want.
Not he's able not able to do that right now. So
not there.
What's the best way to work him? Though this whole piggybacking thing hasn't worked out too poorly for the Padres, whether it's, you know, Paddock and Diaz or Weathers and Lamet or any combination of those guys. You do have the opportunity to do that in your starting rotation for now, and it will keep innings down for guys like Weathers. He's the youngest guy in Major League Baseball right now. You're not going to throw 170 innings this year. He's just not.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
So you're going to have to keep doing that. And if you know that's a way to get Lamet and stretch him out a little bit, why not? I mean, what team would look forward to facing Ryan Weathers and Denelson Lamet in the same game? Not one I know. So
no, I mean, and you can piggyback them the other way too. Lamet starts one, Weathers starts one. You know, I mean, it's all deadly right now. And as long as those guys are out there getting out right now, I know that in a perfect world, Ben, in a perfect world, you want Darvish for 7, Snell 7, Musgrove throws 7, Paddock goes 7, and then Lamet goes 7. And if you want to do a 6-man rotation, then Weathers comes in and goes 5 because he's a young kid. It's just not. A, it's not how baseball is really done anymore, and B, you'd be hard-pressed to find a team that is running out a 1-5 or a 1-6 of guys that are even capable of going 6-7 innings every single time out.
So all of our guests appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. I don't know if they sponsor the in-game guests on ESPN. It was a bit that I think they're starting to get a little bit better at. Now, there was a lot of talking over people, and it's difficult with A-Rod and Buster and Alex and Matt Vasgersian all in like different places.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make for the most smooth broadcast ever. But they were able to do that and get Blake Snell on at the same time during the game. And that is always gold. I mean, I saw people reacting to Blake Snell who hadn't seen it before going, oh, this is the best. Paul, you got some of the audio of Blake Snell during the game with the ESPN guys?
Who's the funniest guy on the roster right now in San Diego? Who's the guy you go to for laughs?
For a laugh? Not Chris Paddock, I'll tell you that much. Definitely not him. I would say probably... he was looking at me. I didn't like that. So I'll probably go with Hosmer. Hosmer, a funny dude. Manny, a funny dude. It's one or the other. Hosmer and Manny, they're both pretty funny. They're quiet, but when they play around, they're funny.
Amazing. Just amazing. You just have him on as much as you can. Much better than Jack Flaherty's. Much, much better. Jack Flaherty's was really boring. But Blake Snell is never boring when he's got the microphone in front of him.
Love the tweet
from
MLB Network host Robert Flores, who said, Blake Snell should do every in-game interview, no matter the sport. And then Paul Reindl, you actually got the mention, Paulie.
How about that?
In that tweet from Robert Flores from MLB Network, thanks to your little audio posting. So nice job in helping promote us all here in San Diego.
Yeah, well done, Paulie.
And who liked that tweet, too?
Jason Stark or somebody?
Steve Levy retweeted.
Steve Levy retweeted that one.
Yeah, you know, like Robert Flores has, you know, 100,000 followers, so I guess it's not that crazy. But then still, you get the notification in your phone. You're like, Steve Levy retweeted. You're like, oh, that's cool.
Amazing.
Very fun.
Very fun. Very fun. Fun series this weekend.
All right. There was also the one incident in the game. Manny Machado at first base.
Yep.
What was that? What inning was this?
Was that the third?
Somewhere in the middle of the game, somewhere in the middle innings, where the grounder is hit.
Wait, wasn't that the play when Arenado threw it away?
He was on base because Arenado threw it away.
Because of the error, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
And he was, well, they got a force out, and then the walk started coming after that?
I don't remember. Crap.
I'm trying to remember how the situation. I know that Manny Machado was on first. Slow grounder to
second baseman. Yep.
You know, and he's right in the base path as he's fielding it. And what Manny does.
Bottom four thing.
So Manny goes low. Yeah, this was the inning they scored the runs. Goes low and ends up sliding and takes out. Was it Edmund? No. Yeah, it was Edmund, right? That was there and takes him out so he doesn't end up converting a double play by being able to throw to first base. And there was a lot of consternation about, oh, is that Manny with another dirty play on the base paths?
Mostly the consternation came from Cardinal fans and Dodger fans for some weird reason because we weren't playing the Dodgers. I'm actually, they're in my mentions right now. Oh, a guy just called me a prick. So there you go. That being said, every so that on the broadcast, A-Rod's like, nope, nothing wrong with that. Matty V's like, that's not a dirty play at all. Buster Olney, even as much as it pained him, I think, weighed in as well. Every former big leaguer, Adam Jones has weighed in, Trevor Plouffe has weighed in, Ty Kelly just weighed in. People that you know baseball.
Cody Decker.
Cody Decker, not
remotely a dirty play, exactly what we're taught to do. No one hurt, no one fought. Manny immediately checked on him. This is a waste of time.
Yeah, and the worst part is, Manny, by checking on him, Manny was never tagged. He was never tagged. He could have
started running again.
He could have
maybe
run again.
Forced an error behind him.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He wanted to make sure that Edmund was okay.
Checked on the kid. Kid was fine. And you notice, by the way, here's one way to know without any doubt that it was a clean play. Because the arbiters of the right way to play baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals, didn't say a word. Didn't raise an eyebrow. Didn't throw at anybody. Didn't throw at Manny. Who's more Lord Baseball-ish as an organization than the St. Louis Cardinals? And if they didn't have a problem with it, then I don't think anybody else should either.
I mean, is the fact that it was because it was between bases? I mean, sliding is exactly what you're supposed to do. We see it.
He didn't even really slide. He got
many times during the game. Yeah,
he got down.
Down.
And again, so we've all seen the Fernando Vina, Albert Bell play. Which, by the way, Albert Bell was in the right. If a guy is in, Manny has the right to the line to the bag. So as Manny's running down, if that guy comes in, you're pretty much free and clear to blow that guy up if you want to. And so, yeah, it was exactly what they're taught to do. And again, nobody hurt. And Manny checked on the kid, make sure he was okay. Nobody had a problem with it. But, oh, my God, you put that in our guy John Boy. We got roasted a little bit because John Boy put out just the clip of Manny getting down and him kind of flipping over him. And he said, hey, is this a dirty play? And he didn't show, you know, Manny checking on the kid, the whole thing. Look, it's Manny Machado. This is what
he
happened.
He retweeted the video from a Dodgers blogger.
From a Dodgers blogger,
right.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think John Boy obviously has the capability.
He's got the access.
To pull his own clip.
We'll continue this discussion, I'm sure, in our DipEst tweets coming up.
Oh, you think so?
All guests, I'm Ben Woods on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. DipEst tweets, and by the way, a great take on that Manny Machado play as well. Coming up next with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.